And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the University of Michigan has stumbled onto a revolutionary concept. Hiring professors should be about academic excellence and not ideological pledges. They're dropping their DEI statements from faculty hiring, you know, those charming little essays where candidates need to explain how they'll advance progressive causes. And one regent called it removing barriers to diversity of thoughts. Imagine that, a university interested in real, actual diversity. The High Court in Britain is tackling a question that would have seemed absurd just a few years ago. What is a woman? The case stems from Scotland's gender quotas for public boards, where they're counting men with certificates as women. As the lawyer for Women Scotland put it, you could end up with 50% men and 50% men with certificates and still meet female representation targets. Sometimes reality is just so much stranger than satire. The ladies of the LPGA have decided that the L actually means something. And their new policy? Well, it states the obvious. Male puberty creates advantages that can't be wished away with paperwork. One male golfer who'd been inching toward tour qualification is upset. But as it turns out, competitive fairness matter more than his feelings. The English Football Association is performing a balancing act themselves. They've reprimanded a Christian player for writing "I love Jesus" on his rainbow armband because religious messages are forbidden. Apparently, the rainbow itself doesn't count as a religious or political symbol. Mental gymnastics here would win Olympic gold. And to Alabama, who is looking to give detransitioners a fighting chance at justice. Their proposed law would give people, 15 years after turning 19, to sue the doctors who gave them puberty blockers or performed surgeries when they were minors. And as one senator put it, it's about holding adults responsible for pushing children down this road. To Hawaii, where public schools just learned a lesson about religious freedom. After trying to keep Good News clubs off campus, those are Christian clubs, they're now under court order to give these clubs the same access as everyone else. And Liberty Council notes they've never lost a Good News Club case. Seems the Constitution is pretty clear about religious discrimination. And finally, the Supreme Court's conservatives aren't buying what the ACLU is selling regarding child transitions. When your argument is so weak that European restrictions start to become talking points for American conservatives, it's probably time to start rethinking your position. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.